Good afternoon. This meeting will come to order. Welcome to the October 6th, 2025 special meeting of the Government Audit and Oversight Committee of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. I am Supervisor Jackie Fielder, Chair of the Committee, joined by Vice Chair Danny Sauter and Supervisor Stephen Sherrill. The committee clerk is Monique Crichton. Our thanks to Eugene Labadia of SFGov TV for staffing this meeting. Madam Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to the Government Audit and Oversight Committee clerk at monique.crayton@sfgov.org. If you can submit public comment via email, it will be forwarded to the supervisors and also included as part of the official file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. Postal Service to our office in City Hall, number 1, Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. If you have documents you would like to be included as part of the file, please submit them to me before the end of the meeting. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices to prevent any interruptions to today's proceedings. Finally, items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors agenda of October 21st, 2025, unless otherwise stated.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And can you please call items 1 and 2 together?
Yes, items 1 and 2 are ordinances approving the following agreements between the City and County of San Francisco and EQX Jackson XQ Hold Co. LLC as it relates to projects on certain real property known as 425 Washington Street, 439 through 445 Washington Street, 530 Sansom Street, and 447 Battery Street, and generally bounded by Sansom Street to the west, Washington Street to the north, Battery Street to the east, and Merchant Street to the south, with both ordinances ratifying past actions and authorizing future actions in furtherance of the respective ordinances as defined, adopting findings under the California Environmental Quality Act, making findings of conformity with the general plan and the 8 priority policies of the planning code. Item number 1 approves a development agreement for development of a project on the aforementioned Riel property, approving certain impact fees and accepting and appropriating approximately $4.3 million additional affordable housing payment, confirming compliance with or waiving certain provisions of the Administrative Code, Trevor Long 718 Planning Code, Public Works Code, Labor and Employment Code, and Health Codes, and makes findings of public necessity, convenience, and general welfare also under the Planning Code. Item number 2 approves a hotel and fire station development incentive agreement for the 530 Sansom mixed-use tower and fire station 13 development project to provide financial assistance of up to approximately $86 million in net present value over 25 years, calculated for measurement purposes only as a percentage of new transient occupancy taxes the city actually receives from occupancy of guest rooms in a proposed new hotel, related to the development and operation of a project on the certain aforementioned Riel property and waiving Chapter 21G of the Administrative Code. Please note that items numbered 1 and 2 will be referred to the full board as committee reports for consideration on October 7th, 2025.
Thank you so much. And these items were previously discussed at the October 2nd GAO meeting. They were continued to today's meeting due to the 10-day noticing requirements for development agreements. As such, there will not be a presentation, but Mr. Jonathan Cherry from Office of Economic and Workforce Development will be available for any further questions if necessary. Thank you so much for being here. Colleagues, do you have any questions or comments on this? All right, seeing none, Madam Clerk, let's take public comment.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on items 1 and 2 should line up now along the side by the windows. All speakers will have 2 minutes to speak. It appears we have no public comment.
Oops. I'm sorry. Good morning. I was about to say good afternoon by matter of habit. Good morning, Supervisors. Cynthia Gomez, Unite Here Local 2 research analyst, and I wanted to add my voice to, from what I understand, were other voices raised in support of this project from last week. We have an agreement with this project that the developer has signed that will guarantee that the workers, when there eventually are workers staffing the hotel, will have a neutral environment in which to organize a union. And these are the kinds of agreements that we believe every single hotel should bring to a community, that they uplift a community, and especially in such a key tourism, such a key industry for San Francisco, it's especially important. So we're proud to support this project. And as I understand, our siblings in the labor movement, specifically in the building trades, also added their support last week. So I'm happy to join with them. Thank you, and let me know if you have any questions.
Thank you for your comments. Do we have any additional speakers? That concludes public comment.
Thank you. Seeing no one else making public comment is now closed. I thank you for Unite Here for coming out. I now move to send items 1 and 2 to the full Board of Supervisors as a committee report with positive recommendation. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Yes, and on the motion to forward items 1 and 2 to the full board with a positive recommendation as committee reports, Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sauter, aye. Member Sherrill?
Aye.
Member Sherrill, aye. Chair Fielder?
Aye.
Chair Fielder, aye. I have 3 ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Madam Clerk, any other business before us today?
That completes our meeting agenda.
No other business. We are adjourned.